you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. If you're wondering why it sounds a little strange, it's because I'm recording this at the same time that I'm sitting with a laptop in front of me and I don't have my microphone. So it's a little bit different sounding today. Flying Solo didn't want to record my normal nights that I record, so this might be a little late on this day that it's coming out. Normally, I record Monday nights and Thursday nights for the podcast, and it's been a struggle lately with just being kind of weirdly depressed on everything, so I get home and the effort's not there. However, I do have the effort right now. And so with that, we're going to talk podcasting. Not burnout, not anything depressing, I promise you. It's all, there might be some depressing aspects to podcasting itself, but not anything that's related to me. So without further ado, going to keep going on this. We have some news about, Apple. Apple is cracking down on tagging. So if you've not been following the guidelines, Apple has been basically attacking people that have show titles, author tag, and GUID manipulation. So basically they're just filling it with keywords and tags that could get them, back in the day, as according to the algorithm, able to get into the new and noteworthy or the best of type thing. So anyways, Apple is now, and this has been kind of in the pipe for a couple months, but they really haven't, it really wasn't in the public consumption for the most part, unless you're deep into the podcasting world. They said that Apple's going to start suspending those show listings until they can correct it. So there's been a major increase in shows getting suspended than any other time. And they're just going to keep going through the directory, suspending violators and sending emails. And so it kind of leads to question, should we have an alternative? And I say this because Apple controls, I would say at this point, probably 85 to 90% of the market. Just being realistic, because Google Podcasts really hasn't, I mean, they were Apple Play Music Podcasts, which was an obscene long name, so now it's Apple or Google Podcasts, and they don't have quite the network that iTunes has built up over the years. And it's unfortunate, but that's just kind of how it is. And I have this feeling that we're going to end up in this period of time where Apple's going to start making, basically dictating things. And don't get me wrong, the whole thing with Alex Jones, and I know people are familiar with this because, one, the guy's a douchebag. Whether you like them or not, a lot of these platforms were suspending his quote-unquote free speech, which is not only against the Constitution because there's so many windbags on network television or it's basically censoring somebody that you don't like what they're talking about. If that were the case, like, half of TV would be canceled. Like, it's not even a question of it. It's, you got to have both sides, even if they both suck. And so, like, I feel like with his whole suspension and him only having a few avenues left, like Twitter or his website or wherever it is that he hasn't been suspended from yet. But I know iTunes suspended him, Facebook, Google, YouTube, because of his, whatever discrimination or hate speech. Again, I don't follow Alex Jones. I think he's the biggest tool in the world. I used to work for The Blaze, which is a conservative libertarian talk network. And they love to poke fun at this guy because he's such a weird person. Again, I'm not knocking him or anything else. Just a lot of the stuff he talks about is strange. But again, it's censoring. And so it leads you to wonder if you should be putting all your eggs in one basket. And we've been putting our eggs in Apple's basket for so long at this point that it's almost not very nice to be thinking about them in the sense that they could pull the plug on you tomorrow. And being that a lot of these third-party apps for podcasting or directories that are out there pull from iTunes, a lot of these websites that are now popping up all over the place, they're pulling your iTunes feed, which is increasing your iTunes downloads. But at the same time, if iTunes kicks you out of their network, your whole market's gone. And so I think that it's kind of a mistake to be throwing all your eggs in one basket. Now, granted, Google, SoundCloud, SoundCloud is terrible for podcasters. It really is. It's not, I know that people still use it for that, but it's not a good platform. Like, you should be using somebody that specializes in it, whether it's a Spreaker, a Podbean, a Libsyn, or somebody, or Blueberry, somebody like that, that specializes in podcasting. I wouldn't be going to SoundCloud when there's specifically music, and then most of it is just, it's, you're not getting the analytics or a lot of the stuff that you should be, and they haven't updated their platform in over 5 years. So it's having worked with them and Omni Studios and Google and Stitcher and iHeart and Spotify and a few of the others, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, SoundCloud is not very intuitive or helpful. I'm personally hosted on Spreaker at the moment. We used to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we moved our whole archive over to Spreaker to get better analytics, to get all of our shows under one login, because it was ridiculous before. We had so many logins, 35 shows, 35 emails. It's not helpful at all. And we can also assign contributors so that people can update their own shows on there without having to necessarily log into 3 different logins, 5 different logins, 10 different logins. And I can check all the stats at once. Like, it's just, there's so much better uses for a host like that. Now, Omni does the same thing. And if you guys have any questions on podcast hosts or ones that I recommend or ones that I've used, just let me know in the comments or email me or contact me on Twitter at SCP21 or at Altered Geek. But we have the whole issue now, though, that if iTunes takes you out, you're kind of gone from 90% of the net at this point. Google and SoundCloud, what I was getting to before, host, they mirror. Basically, they pull your clip they pull your clip from your original RSS feed, and they basically host their own version, and so the stats are completely separate from anything else you have going, and it kind of sucks, because honestly, they should be aggregating all of it in one feed. So whatever you're getting on those two, they're on their own. Like, the stats are separate. Now, if you're doing like iHeart, you're doing YouTube, you're doing Spotify, you're doing Stitcher, they all get pulled into wherever your RSS feed is. So there's no worry there. I mean, you can check them there and see what you're specifically getting on those platforms, which you should have a dashboard on those if you're a podcaster. But again, it's really weird how all of these things break down. But yeah, it's definitely worrisome. which makes me want to double down and have more of the stuff back on Geekcast Radio at this point. But we're still going to be on Spreaker. We're still going to be all over the place. But I keep an internal archive of all of the podcasts. So if push comes to shove, we can kind of move in a different direction fairly quickly. So there's also other news out there. If you're also a podcaster or someone that just likes quality gear, if you're a gamer, if you're a YouTuber, if you're just anybody like that, Logitech, I'm a big fan of Logitech anyway. I've always been a big fan of Logitech. I've always gotten their wireless mice. I've gotten their webcams. I've gotten headsets. Like, one of my first headsets with a microphone was a Logitech, the ClearChat Pro USB headset. Loved that headset. They came out with a second version, which the controls were on the cord instead of on the headset, which I'm not as fond of this version that I have, but it was the only way to get the same basic design for the ClearChat. And it makes me sad, but I kind of knew that I wasn't going to get the same one. And I guess you can buy the other one. It's like $130 on eBay or Amazon or something. But what makes me excited about this is they're known for their gaming and for all their other peripherals. Well, Logitech just bought Blue microphones. And Blue, if you're not familiar, makes a lot of the best USB sound quality microphones in the market. Not only for like iPhone, but they also make them for like portable use. They have I have the Yeti. Not the Yeti Pro, but I have the Yeti. They have a bunch of different styles. They have, like, portable USB ones. They have little ones. They have headsets. They have, you know, they have a lot of stuff. So, Logitech announced at the end of July that they bought Blue for $117 million in cash, which adds to their already current portfolio of brands like Astro Gaming, Jaybird, Logitech G, and Ultimate Ears. So, and the thing I like about Logitech is that they don't tend to screw with the sub companies that they've bought out. They kind of let them do their own thing with like bigger corporate money funding them. So like they reap the benefits, but they let them kind of just continue on their mission and do what they're going to do, which I think is kind of the right way to go about this, because then you don't have all this corporate meddling or anything. Now, what I do see coming down the pipe is that Logitech will eventually take some of the Blue microphones or technology and replace their technology and their webcams, their headsets, and even remarket some of these Blue microphones with more of a gamer aesthetic on the outside with the Blue gear on the inside as a part of their Logitech G or Logitech gaming hardware. So, again, it's a new space, but, you know, at the same time, not really, because they've been kind of in this market for a long time. I used to get the little desktop Logitech microphone, the little cheap $9 thing, which I just kind of had before I got the ClearChat Pro. And it sucked, don't get me wrong. When I started All Things Transformers version 1.0, I had that microphone. I had the $9, you know, set it on your desk with a little stick. It was terrible. But it worked. It did what it had to do. I mean, it didn't sound the best, but it did what it had to do. And so when I got the ClearChat Pro about, I don't know, 10, 15 episodes in, it sounded infinitely better. Although you could hear my breathing, which was just as bad. And then I think about, I don't know, sometime in 2009, in spring of 2009, I got the Logitech or not Logitech, the Blue Yeti microphone, which is awesome. I love the Blue Yeti. I've had it since 2009, so it's 9 years old now. Still trucking along, still sounds great. So anyways, Logitech says that, joining up with Blue and their microphone lines is a logical adjacent opportunity with great synergies, obviously, like I said. And Logitech is a leader in studio quality microphones, or Blue is a leader in studio quality microphones over the past 20 years. The Yeti, the Snowball, and a lot of professional recording artists use it. Podcasters use it. So it's pretty popular. And so I'm really, really excited to do with this technology. Along. So as for other news, there's a company out there called Podkite. And Podkite is doing something that let's just put it this way. Nobody else is doing this. So it's basically all of your podcast ranks and reviews in one place. So they're touting this, get discovered, increase your downloads, and stay on top of feedback. So you can track your podcast. It supposedly, what it does is it gives you real-time ranking. You can find out anything about anybody's podcast. So basically, you can get real numbers. Their attempt is to track the stats of the podcasts in effort of stopping a lot of the faking of the stats. And also you get to see reviews. So now you can get your iTunes reviews. You can get your iTunes reviews on places like mypodcastreviews.com. There's a couple apps in WordPress, and then there's Omni Studios bundles it in. So you can have all of your, you can filter it by the United States, you can change the tab, you can get it other countries. You can get your Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts rankings included. They're working on getting more, such as like Stitcher and a lot of these other platforms. So you can track your rank, you can get it all in updates and a weekly thing. So basically they're going to have, market intelligence for it. So you can find out, the rankings in all 28 countries and all categories, track your rankings in the podcasts and Android handsets. Compare the podcasts that you were about. You can get email alerts when your podcasts are trended or featured. Find the least competitive categories. You can have, there's just all kinds of stuff. So I guess they do play with Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher, with more on the way, which is good news. And then they kind of give a lowdown so you can contact them. You can get rankings and you can get reviews, and find out the name of the shows and everything else. So it's kind of an interesting concept when you think about it, considering everybody's in this tizzy now to try and get the most accurate stats possible. And it seems to be this thing that's like a golden unicorn. Like, it's weird if you can find it. It's definitely something to be aware of and to look into. I don't know if I'm going to sign up for it necessarily, but I think it's still an interesting concept. The funny thing is, Steve Jobs states in 2005 that when Steve Jobs and Apple announced they would support podcasts and iTunes, he said that the future was podcasting. Like, it's, and here we are, 13 years later, and it's getting heavy duty now. I mean, you've got For Dummies podcasts on podcasting, How to Market with Podcasting. So it's, there's a lot going on in the podcasting space. And even now there's jobs that are taking place that are strategically only podcasts. I was at my previous job, I was the head of radio and podcasts. Head of distribution for radio and podcasts. And it was, very doable in my skill set. I was really good at it. The unfortunate part is you know, sometimes when organizations need money, that's a problem. And so, you know, they downsized essentially. So I have no ill will. I just, you know, that's just what happens. So Beasley Media Group is the first company, specifically putting people in charge of podcasting. Cause they're going to unveil a company-wide podcasting strategy later this year. Four of Beasley's current employees were given the added title of podcast captain. The captains will be responsible for assisting the local markets in evaluating and partnering with local content providers, along with helping the company's overall mission of building a larger podcast community. And so they have podcast captains, basically program directors and on-air personalities, one in Boston, one in Philadelphia, one in Detroit, one in Charlotte. And it says they're thrilled to have new podcast captains help lead creative process at Beasley Media Group and continue to develop and grow the company's podcast strategy. That would be like the dream job for me, if I could get it, or on air host or something. Like I want to be directly involved with podcasting, and that's been my passion since 2007, 2006. Like it's, something I know quite a bit about. But it's something that, you just kind of have to keep up on because it constantly changes just like everything else. Especially with radio kind of melding in with the podcasting world at this point, or even video, like shows are basically simulcast in all the different methods. So it's a little crazy that in less than, you know, 15 years, on-demand podcasts have been, you know, becoming this key part of media, and luring advertisers in the market, and it's growing in how much it's worth. And the scope of the different styles of podcasts and different content types that are out there. Because it says that, you know, according to like an Edison research, that 124 million Americans listen to audio podcasts, including 73 million on a monthly basis. And in the fact that podcasts are getting to the point where they, you know, kind of sit along with the other forms of premium media, like video and books, TV and music. It's just crazy at this point. And there's reviewers of podcasts now that people, you know, review podcasts. So it's we're in a totally different generation, different world now. It's kind of this natural progression for people that are on the go that like things like Netflix, that like, for instance, now that I'm driving again, now that I work outside the house and I don't have to listen to radio for my job, it's nice because in a sense, not that I didn't enjoy some of the content, but when you hear the same doom and gloom on everything, on every show and every network, it gets a little, I don't know, depressing. It's nice in the sense of being able to download multiple shows of different podcasts of different hosts, different types, different genres. You can have this nice mixture of content. And so like, what are some shows you guys listen to? Some shows that really interest you, you know, whether it's self-help, entrepreneurship, business, marketing, podcasting, pop culture, films, TV, just, you know, creativity, design, just what kind of podcast do you guys listen to? I listen to a variety of different shows, and I have everything from some of the Geekcast radio shows that I've been meaning to catch up on, like Geek Responsibly. I've got, like Gary Vaynerchuk. I've got, various other people like that. I've got, like Dave Jackson's podcast, just a variety of different content. So let me know what you guys listen to. I'm really interested. I know that this is a booming market, and I promise the next episode I'll have some of the listener feedback stuff. I'm planning on doing something on the show with Dodd if I can get him wrangled down. He hasn't been feeling well the last few weeks. I seem to have this lull that at night I just have zero energy. But if I get up like early in the morning again and I start recording, I have like this new like found passion and zeal for doing my craft and doing my creativity. I think it's because I'm not burnt out yet. By the end of the day, I just feel tired from just working. And it's because I have to drive, I have to go out of the house, and I come home, and then, you know, I'm ambushed when I walk in the door by my kids and my wife and my dog, and, you know, and I love it. I also like time to, like, wind down. So when it gets to the end of the night, I just don't feel like it anymore for the most part. So I may have a few interviews lined up. I'm kind of in talks with some people just waiting to hear back, but not interviews for jobs, but interviews for the show. I am employed. it'll be interesting if I can get some of those, but, until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.